Imagine you and your family are attending a rock concert, stepping way out of your usual comfort zone, all in the name of love and togetherness. This image, while humorous, underscores the lengths we go to bond with our loved ones. Welcome to Keep the Faith. I'm Adam Burton, pastor of Central Baptist Church in Maysville, Kentucky. Today, we embark on a heartfelt journey through our new series, Blueprints for a Blessed Family, starting with a message that resonates deeply, building love, leading home. At its core, it's about nurturing families grounded in love that reflects Jesus. So, how can we construct a home where love isn't just a word, but the foundation of our lives? Let's dive deep into this transformative conversation together.
Keep the Faith with Adam Burton is brought to you by Central Baptist Church in Maysville, Kentucky. Join us as we explore how to deepen love within our families, live joyfully, and leave a legacy of faith. For more resources and sermons, visit us at cbcmaysville.com. Now, let's join Adam as he unravels how we can build homes centered around Christ's love.
Today, we are embarking on a heartfelt adventure called Blueprints for a Blessed Family. This series explores how we can deepen our love, how we can live life joyfully, and how we can leave a lasting legacy. To kick things off this morning, we've got a message titled, Building Love, Leading Home. And at the heart of this message is a very simple but profound idea, and it's this, that families thrive with love that mirrors Jesus. Families thrive with love that mirrors Jesus. Now, I want you to imagine that your family's at a rock concert. Now, I know for some of us that's a large stretch. You might think, why in the world would I ever go to a rock concert? But I want you to see not just you, but the whole gang, right? You got the parents. You got the teenage kids. They're embarking on this musical journey together. And there, right, stands the parents sporting the band t-shirts that have not seen the light of day since college, awkwardly kind of swaying to the beat of the music that, let's face it, they barely recognize. But then you have the kids there, right? They're perhaps a mix of amused and mortified as they witness their parents in this new wild habitat. The dad's air guitaring to a tune that he barely knows, and mom's capturing those moments with selfies and their attempts to show their coolness, both in an endearing and a embarrassing nature. But why do we leap this morning into this concert scene? Well, it's pure and simple. Love. See, love is a bold move out of our comfort zone. It's a gesture that shows kids, say, hey, look, we are here for you in your world, ready to rock it together, no matter how out of place we might feel. Now, while we might chuckle at this visual, it does paint a vivid picture to the lengths that we go to for our family. Right? We ensure that we're not just present, but we are actively engaged in each other's worlds, especially in today's fast-paced life. So keeping that bond strong and ensuring that everyone feels valued, we and her can sometimes, though, be an uphill climb, can't it? Whether it's the stress of finances or the bustle of everyday life or just simply aiming for a peaceful meal, these moments test the resilience of our family ties. Let's remember those dinner conversations, right? That kind of walk that fine line between harmony and chaos. Crafting a space where every voice is heard and valued is critical to bridging both hearts and minds. Paul's words to the Ephesians, particularly in chapters 5 and 6, offers us a guiding light. See, he maps here out a vision for our families to radiating with Jesus' love. It's a call for each family member to support and to cherish one another, inspired by that profound love. So this morning, we launch into Building Love, Leading Home. Building Love, Leading Home. And we're going to groove to the rhythm of this core insight here, that families thrive with love that mirrors Jesus. Right? This kind of love, it's transformative. It changes how we support, how we communicate and stand by each other. It's about turning our homes into havens where love isn't just spoken, it's lived out loudly. So, are we ready to experience how this love can revolutionize our family life? Let's follow Paul's insights to learn how building homes that resonate with understanding, patience, and a vibrant love. Our first point this morning is that love gives, the love takes in marriage. Love gives, love takes in marriage. You know, the early followers of Jesus, they were figuring out how to live out their faith in a bustling place called Ephesus. Paul writes this letter that's still speaking to us today in chapters 5, verses 21 through 33. He talks about a special kind of sharing in marriage where both partners look out for each other just like Jesus does for us. Look here at Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 21. It says, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body and himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Now, husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are the members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Paul isn't here about setting rules, but he's inviting us to share love and to support in our marriages. Right here, he tells us tells wives to trust in their husbands, to join them in life's journey with love. And then he also tells husbands to love their wives so much that they will do anything for their fulfillment and joy, just like Jesus' love for all of us. You see, this sharing and caring, they're not about giving up who we are. It's not about stripping away our identity, but rather it's about growing stronger together, showing the world a different kind of love, a love that Jesus teaches, a love that's full of life, that's strong, and that's kind. I want us to zoom in on Mia and Alex, this husband and wife duo who live out this dance of love daily. I want you to imagine this, that Alex knows that Mia has been eyeing this promotion at work for months. When she finally gets it, he doesn't just say, "Oh, congratulations, you know, good job, you deserve it." No, he makes it special. He takes the whole day off to make it memorable for her. They spend the day doing her favorite things, not because he has to, but because he loves to see her just light up with joy. But then there's Mia. You know, she knows that Alex is feeling the weight of a very rough week. So she sets up a surprise evening there at home just for the two of them. You know, it's where their little haven away from the world, where they can laugh and they can share and they can be together. And Paul here, he talks about these acts of love, both the big acts, but the small. It's their way of showing up for each other, rooted in the same caring and sharing that Paul encourages. So how can we bring this kind of love into our marriages? Well, I think there's four ways that we can do so. One is to talk and listen. Make time to really talk and to listen to each other. Right? Share what's on your mind and on your heart. It's about understanding and caring for each other's hopes and worries. Second is to help each other. You know, find those little ways to show that you care. Maybe it's as simple as being the one to make coffee in the morning or planning a special date night out. Or the little things that say, I love you, loud and clear. The next one is to say sorry and forgive. You know, be quick to apologize and to forgive. Look, we all mess up sometimes. But what matters is being ready to make things right as we move forward together. And the last one is to support each other. Right? Make sure that you cheer for each other. You are on the same team. All right? Quit trying to steal the ball from your teammate. Cheer for each other. Let your partner know that you see their hard work, that you're proud of them. Because a kind word can make one's day shine. And by doing these things, we live out what Paul said here. We love like Jesus loves. We make our, and that makes our marriages a bright light of his love, showing everyone what true love looks like. So now that we've seen how love works in our marriage, let's get ready to talk about our parents and kids. Paul's got some great advice here for us too.
You're listening to Keep the Faith with Adam Burton. Today's message, Building Love, Leading Home, invites us to reflect on the beauty of families thriving through the love of Jesus. In a moment, Adam will share practical steps for infusing our relationships with grace and understanding. But first, if you're looking for more inspiration or guidance on nurturing family bonds, Central Baptist Church offers a wealth of resources. Visit our website, cbcmaysville.com, to discover how you can strengthen your family's foundation in faith.
And our next point is love leads, love listens between parents and kids. Love leads and love listens between parents and kids. You know, navigating family life here in Ephesians chapter 6 shines as a light for us. It guides us towards these nurturing relationships between parents and children that bloom with mutual respect, this understanding, and a heartfelt love. We read, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. But fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and in the instruction of the Lord." Now here, Paul's message isn't just about maintaining order. It's a call for us to cultivate a garden of love, respect, and empathy within our family unit. See, children are encouraged, commanded even, to honor their parents, seeing in their guidance a reflection of God's love and care. But then parents, in turn, are reminded that they are to lead in love, balancing this idea of discipline, but understanding. And when we do so, we paint a vivid picture of Jesus' nurturing love for their children. See, this two-way street of love and respect between the family echoes Jesus' relationship with us. It's patient, instructive, forgiving, celebratory. It invites us to consider each family interaction as a chance to embody Christ's love, transforming our homes into sanctuaries of growth, of understanding, and compassion. Now, let's weave this teaching here into the fabric of our daily life. You know, picture a typical morning in Jordan and Taylor's household. If it's like yours, it's chaotic, as most mornings are. You got breakfast trying to be made, bags being packed, and shoes being found. It's amazing how we can always lose our shoes in the morning. But in this whirlwind, there's a rhythm of respect and love. Jordan asked for the kids' help to set the table. But instead of commanding it, "Do as I say, because I'm the adult," he makes it a game. fun for the kids to see what it is about to serve him. Taylor listens as one child kind of shares a dream from the night before, affirming their imagination and their fears. And you see, these small moments, though, are building blocks for love leads, love listens. Now, envision a family dinner where everybody gets to share their day's highs and lows. Now, Jordan and Taylor, they encourage this open sharing, creating a space where the victories are celebrated, but the challenges are met with collective wisdom. It's not just about talking. It's about actively listening, validating each other's experiences, and reinforcing that everyone's voice matters, whether it's the 3-year-old or the 83-year-old. So incorporating love leads, love listens into our family dynamics, it might look like this. One, spend quality time. Beyond the routine, find moments for shared experiences. Maybe it's going out for a family hike, a game night, or a collaborative project can become opportunities for a deeper connection for us. The next is to be understanding. Show how empathy, not just in our words, but in our actions. You know, when a child is upset, first, offer them a hug and a listening ear rather than immediate correction. Right, let's face it, I would hope if you are an adult that you have more knowledge and understanding than a child. But sometimes the most important thing isn't to impart that wisdom on them immediately, it's to show that you love and care. See, these actions communicate love and understanding far more powerfully than words. Next, encourage making choices. Now, encourage your children to make decisions. Oh, we have to. Not to always allow somebody else to make a decision for them. Right? Life is all about decisions. And as parents, it's so much better when we can help guide and shepherd our children in choosing wisely. So we offer wisdom and to guide rather than always setting the directive. This helps them to grow in confidence, to help them to learn from their choices, knowing that they are supported and loved unconditionally. The last one here is to share your faith. This may be most important, but maybe even the most challenging. Share your faith journey with your children, including those questions that you have and how you've seen God move. See, this openness invites them into a living, breathing faith, not commanded down from their parents, but breathed into a faith of their own. And so when we embed these practices into the rhythms of our lives, we're not just advising our children. No, we're journeying with them. We're hand in hand toward a deeper understanding of Christ's love. It's our actions and patience and the willingness to truly listen and lead with love where they become a daily testament to the transformative power of Jesus' love. And so as we have explored the nurturing dynamics between the parents and children where guidance is loving and listening is active, we're now poised to examine how do these individual acts of love and understanding interlace to mirror Christ's relationship with the church. You see, this understanding prepares us for our last insight, where love lives, love reflects in our homes. Love lives, love reflects in our homes. Now, we've discussed how our parents are to show love. We've seen how actions are lived out in our faith and at home. They show us this deep love of Christ that He has for us. Now, it's not just about making our homes happy places, although I think we all want that. But it's more than that. It's about showing others the power of the gospel through our lives. You see, when we all pitch in as a family, especially I think when we do things here at church, it really shows the world, oh, how amazing God's love is. So when was the last time that your whole crew joined together to help somebody else? I know it's tough. I get to look at our calendars. Hardly ever line up. And yeah, there's probably going to be some grumbling along the way. And it's not only the kids who do the grumbling. And though planning what you're going to do, it takes more thought, more planning, more you know what? You know, emphasis. And a word of advice, don't just hand a teenager a set of hedge trimmers and expect miracles. Unless you like the look of bald bushes, that is. No, we have to teach. We have to shepherd, instruct. But here's the thing. When working together like this, it doesn't only pull us closer together as a family, but it shows everyone watching how God's love is something special. And you know what? It makes them want to join in spreading that type of love too. So let's try to find out ways to help out as a family here at church or in the community. It could be anything from helping to clean up a place or getting involved in the church activities where we can all participate. You see, when we work together, it strengthens our family and it spreads God's love to those around us. And while we talk a lot about doing things together, we also see how special it is, though, when someone in our family does something kind of on their own. These actions, whether they're big or small, show the love that we share around the world. I'll share just a little story about Riley. This past week, she, was on spring break, and because of our schedules, we weren't able to go off and do something, and so we couldn't do a trip. But we didn't want her just to sit at home and not have anything to do. I know the kids never say that at all, but on her own, she came up with different themes for each day. One day was craft day. The other day was movie day, and then she had one day where she said, it's about doing things for others. So knowing that we had a funeral at church on Tuesday, she woke up early and started to make cookies all by herself. All right, before 8 o'clock, she had the cookbook open, her apron on, and that blender was going. All right, we're not talking about, the break and bake cookies here. Because she wanted to add something sweet to a day for grieving people. Riley's thoughtful act was her way of showing love, inspired by the kindness that we try to live as a family. So as we explore living out of love beyond our front doors, I want us to dive into how we as families can shine lights Christ's love in our communities and in each other's lives. One way, I think, is to work together. All right, we must work together. I look for things that you can do, not on your own, but as a family to help each other. It could be anything from a big project to a small act of kindness in your neighborhood. But also do acts of kindness on your own, like Riley did. Find ways to show love and kindness. Maybe it's making cookies or writing a note to somebody who needs cheering up or any simple act of kindness. But last is to talk about kindness. Right? Make time to talk as a family about how you have helped others. I think we shouldn't do so in a bragging, a way to make show how good we are. But no, I believe it's important to celebrate the good that we do. Right? We know that we don't do it on our own. We do it because we reflect Jesus Christ. So may we celebrate these moments, because when we do, it encourages each other to keep showing up in everything that you do. to walking this path, showing Christ's love in our families to others. And it's full of happy moments and challenges. But let's keep choosing love to love as Christ loves every single day. And as we help others together and individually, our families become bright spots of hope and love, showing everyone the power of God's love. You see, we make our faith real by doing things together as a family, encouraging each other to show love. And we show everyone what God's love looks like, not just in what we say, but in what we do. I'll ask if our musicians can come forward as we wrap things up today. Now, I want us to return to the heart of our discussion. And it's something, and I think so important, that I want us to say it together. Families thrive on love that mirrors Jesus. Can we say that together? Let's do it. Families thrive on love that mirrors Jesus. See, that's the truth. That's been guiding us today. And when we lean into this kind of love in our marriages and showing this love to our kids, we're doing far more than just following the rules. We're living out a powerful example of how Jesus loves us. And you see, this kind of love strengthens our family bonds, and it shines a light of hope and love to everyone around us. Now, look, I get it. It can be challenging. More so than you can even realize. As I believe there is a spiritual battle at play. Oh, the enemy wants nothing more than to make you miserable. I always think of John chapter 10. Says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come so that you may have life. But not just any life. What does he say? That you may have it abundantly. Oh yeah, life is messy. And family life? It's even messier. But remember, God's grace has got us covered. You see, his love doesn't ever run out. He never gets tired and slips and says the wrong thing or rolls his eyes at you or talks back. No, his strength shows up when we need him most. Even on those hard days, may we keep pushing forward, trusting him to bring joy and togetherness into our families. As we move into this time of invitation. We hear the tune of Softly and Tenderly, a song that speaks to our hearts. In a moment, we're going to sing this song. I'll be standing down front, ready to welcome anybody who feels to move a decision today. Maybe it's time for you to start living out this kind of love in your family. Whether you've got infants crawling around or children that are into every kind of sport and activity or teenagers who just want to be left alone. Maybe you're empty nesters. Your kids have moved on and kind of living out their own life. That still doesn't mean that the family quits living together. It just changes a little bit. The same rules, the same emphasis still applies. So I'm going to be standing down front, ready to welcome anybody. Maybe feels moved to make a decision to share maybe what you're committing to do or maybe how you've seen God's faithfulness as you lead your family. Perhaps it's even more significant. Maybe today's the day that you want to follow Jesus for the first time. Oh, don't hold back if you're feeling that tug on your heart. Come forward. Or if you're just not ready in your bulletin, we've got that connection card. Fill it out, tear it off, drop it there in the offering plate. Or maybe you've got questions. You know, you're just not sure. Hey, write what's on your heart there. Either way, we want to support you. We want to pray for you. We want to walk with you in this journey. So as the music plays, as we prepare to sing, I pray that we would open our hearts to whatever God is stirring within us. Let's make this moment count. Not just as another Sunday, but as a day where we say, you know what, for my family, for myself, for this world that is watching, that I'm going to thrive on love that mirrors Jesus. Let that be our guide today and every day. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, God, we come before you this morning with our hearts full and our spirits lifted, grateful for this journey that you have guided us through. And Lord, we have explored the depths of your love, a love so vast, so profound, that it becomes the foundation of our families. So God, we ask this morning that you would help us to truly live out this kind of love in our homes. God, may we mirror the love that Jesus in our marriages, in our parenting, in every relationship that is under our roof. God, help us to embrace this idea of mutual respect, of listening with empathy, to serve one another with kindness and with grace. And Lord, we recognize that this calling can be challenging. Oh, yes. Oh, there's days when the path just feels too steep. And misunderstandings cloud our way. Our strength just seems to falter. In those moments, Father, please remind us of your unfailing love and grace. May you fill our homes with your presence. Guide our steps. And renew our spirits. Lord, we pray for those hearts that you're stirring right now. These decisions that need to be made. God, may the Holy Spirit work within us. May you draw us closer to you, to each other. God, let our families thrive on this love that mirrors Jesus. To show this hope and love to a world that so desperately needs you. May we carry your love with us everywhere we go, shining brightly in our lives, in our homes, in our communities. God, we just pray your protection over our families, over our hearts. And God, may your love guide our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Keep the Faith with Adam Burton. In today's episode, we've explored the profound impact of living out Jesus' love in our families, from creating harmonious marriages to fostering respectful and nurturing relationships between parents and children. We've seen how each act of love reflects Christ's presence in our lives.
As we wrap up today's discussion on building love, leading home, I hope you're feeling inspired to take practical steps toward strengthening your family bonds. Remember, building a home filled with love and leading by example starts with us. If today's message has moved you to seek deeper connections within your family, I encourage you to visit cbcmaysville.com. Central Baptist Church is here to support you with resources, sermons, and community that understands the journey you're on. Let's continue to grow together in faith, showing our world the transformative power of a family built on the love of Christ.
This has been Keep the Faith with Adam Burton. We're grateful you chose to spend this time with us, and we pray that today's message enriches your family life in meaningful ways. Until next time, may your homes be a beacon of Christ's love, shining brightly for all to see. God bless you and your loved ones.